Ireland's Gambling Authority set to launch in phases next year. Ireland's new Gambling Regulatory Authority is expected to begin its oversight of the industry by mid-next year, according to industry sources. Recently, President Michael D. Higgins signed the Gambling Regulation Act, which contains a comprehensive reform of gambling laws and introduces a dedicated regulatory authority. Industry stakeholders expect the authority to be operational by mid-2025, precisely when many betting firms will need to renew their online licenses. 7-member board yet to be appointed. There are several procedural steps remaining before the Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland becomes fully functional. They include appointing a 7-member board, which is essential for the body to operate. Minister for Justice Helen McEntee named senior civil servant Anne-Marie Caulfield as the authority's chief executive designate in mid-2022, and her team currently consists of 11 staff members. Recruitment for the remaining board members will soon commence under the state's public appointments service. Although a specific date has not been set, the Department of Justice has indicated that regulation will begin in a gradual, timely manner, once the authority is established. Funds allocated for authority's launch. In the recent budget, Finance Minister Jack Chambers allocated €9.1 million for the authority's launch in the upcoming year, including €4 million designated for technological infrastructure. Ms. Caulfield spoke to industry groups last week, saying that the authority's activities will start in stages. She said that her organization is committed to keeping the industry well-informed to help businesses plan for the new regulatory regime. The Public Service Appointments Service recently posted a vacancy for a position to head the authority's social fund. According to the new law, betting companies will contribute to this fund, which the authority will use to address gambling-related issues. This fund is seen as a pivotal element in setting up the new regulatory structure. Operators eager for new licensing system. Betting operators view the social fund's development as a key step towards the establishment of the authority together with the creation of a licensing system. The legislation mandates that all gambling operators within the Republic be licensed, with non-compliance classified as a criminal offense. Current gambling permits will remain valid until the licensing provisions of the new law are fully implemented. High street and online betting operators will have a transitional period, though the specifics of this process depend on how the regulator structures the new system. Many betting companies are calling for the authority to develop a national self-exclusion register, which would allow individuals to voluntarily restrict themselves from placing bets. Currently, individual bookmakers provide self-exclusion options for customers who feel they may be at risk, but this is not as effective as a unified register.